Welcome to the eighth session of the practice of direct awakening. In the previous session, we introduced the practice of direct awakening, which enables you to go directly to your authentic self. We go beyond personal identity and awaken to the center of our being. In this session, we will explore how to stabilize our true self when confronted by the strong and tenacious habits of our usual I. Please close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. And listen with focused attention. Returning your attention to listening whenever it wanders. If you throw a seed onto a rock, it will not thrive. If you throw your meditative insights into a dysfunctional life, similarly, they will neither survive nor flourish. To transition into a life lived from your authentic self, you must cultivate the conditions that support your new life, slowly letting go of the conditions that get in the way. As you continue practice, this will begin to happen naturally. However, it is best to become aware of what to cultivate and what to abandon, so that we can more quickly move forward with intention. On the positive side, consider establishing a regular daily practice, cultivating periods of stillness and innerness throughout the day, creating harmonious, supportive environments, and acting with loving kindness. So let me repeat this. Consider establishing a regular practice, cultivating periods of stillness and innerness throughout the day, creating harmonious, supportive environments, and acting with loving kindness. On the other side, those things to abandon. Consider letting go of unnecessary busyness, meaningless conversations, meaningless entertainment, and distractions. Reflect on the false belief that outer activities will ultimately satisfy your soul and deeper needs. Reflect on the false belief that your outer activities will ultimately satisfy your soul needs. Except for moments here and there, have they ever, permanently and in an unchanging fashion, has anything on the outside, all of your efforts, your exhaustive efforts in the outer world, satisfied this deep soul need, this deep longing for something deeper, something more steady, something constant? So let me repeat here as well. Consider letting go of unnecessary busyness, meaningless entertainment, and distractions. These are just a few suggestions. Of most importance is to remember to repeatedly ask this question of your activities. Does this activity or lifestyle support or get in the way of my intention to live more deeply? Then act accordingly, cultivating what supports your inner life and letting go of what gets in the way. In this way, the boundaries between your formal practice and your daily life will slowly drop away, and you'll become mindful of what contributes to an inner life or what diminishes this possibility. In the early stages of meditation, we speak about the meditative practice and the post-meditative practice. That is what you do when you're formally involved sitting and practicing, and then what happens after, which is called post-meditation. But as you advance, as you are now with these sessions, whenever you are in your natural self, it's considered to be a meditative state, although it's actually just being alive and present. Whenever you're in your ego, usual, ordinary, busy mind, that's considered to be post-meditation. So when you're sitting quietly and doing your formal practice, even then, if your mind gets busy in its ordinary way, you're in a post-meditation state. So we're trying to break down the boundaries so this presence is there throughout, and we measure our meditation by our presence, our innerness, our alignment with our deeper self. So now let's practice. Fully relax your mind and body. I once again guide you directly and quickly to your natural self, to your heart center. At times I'll be silent, at other times I will spontaneously comment. We will dispense with the breathing exercises we previously used to calm the overactive mind. If you find them helpful, use them whenever they are needed. Once again, begin by dropping all of your past history, all thoughts, feelings, and mental images. Let them go. Stop relating to them. Don't build a story around them. Don't attach to them. To your life, it gets extended and they begin to distract you only when you give them attention. So let go of all thoughts, feelings, and images. Let them go on their own. They have nothing to do with who you are. Drop all beliefs, identities, judgments, mental commentary. Don't hold on to anything. Drop your sense of gender, male or female. Drop your sense of age. Drop all thoughts, hopes, and fears. Let any residual mental activity dissipate on its own, like waves falling back into the sea, clouds passing in the sky, the morning mist dissipating. Don't hold on to anything. Allow your ordinary self to drop away and just be present. Just be present. An effortless awareness. An open space. In the words of the wise teacher, like the traceless path of a bird in the sky, leave alone all the past thoughts that have gone. Leave alone the present moment. Leave alone the thoughts of the future. Leave thoughts loose and free without creating anything. Rest at ease in the unfabricated state of vast openness. Experience a simple awareness, a presence, a beingness, an isness. It's so simple. It's effortless compared to the exhausting personal self. Just one supreme instruction again. Don't grasp onto everything. Let everything come and go. Be awareness. Continue on your own for several minutes. Usual I may seek to pull you back or discourage you. It's too difficult. I can't do it. Perhaps another time. However, you will slowly come to know this simple open awareness is your natural home, to begin to let go of irrelevant mental commentaries that come from your past history, from your personal psychology. Be fully alert and aware. Just rest in your natural self. Even if there is background mental activity, your authentic self remains naturally still. If at any time your ordinary mind takes over, simply apply the method of breath holding and drop back into your empty aware self. Whenever your mind becomes more still. No work, no study. No effort, no waiting for something. Here, right now, you are already the presence. You have always been this presence, this awareness. You are what you seek. Look for a moment and see your personal self as if it was in front of your visual field. It is still an aspect of consciousness, but now it's just a small little contracted space. See how it is made up from your past. Observe how this personal self moves back and forth. Notice how unstable it is. See its narrow perspective, its self-centeredness, protectiveness, defensiveness. Don't attach to it. It's just a made-up dream state. Now you know the difference between who you truly are and who you once believed you were. Live inside your heart, your radiance, your natural self. Rest in your spacious true self. The remainders of our time together this session. In your formal sessions and in your daily life, practice dropping everything and resting in the empty awareness of your true self. It's always there, even when you can't see it, like the sun hidden by clouds. So just drop everything, past history, identities, age, gender, and then just rest in what's left, which is who you actually are. I will leave you now. But you can continue by yourself, experiencing the harmony of body, mind, and spirit as long as you wish.